The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to go to the phone here pretty quick. But first, Alan and I were trying to come up with the term that is used when President Biden is done for the day. And the term is lid.
Put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it. His staff will say there's a lid for the rest of the day. There's a lid, which means he's not going to be available. We're not going to see him, not going to hear from him. And it may mean he's taking a nap. I don't know, but that's the term, lid. Alan found it, and several of our listeners also sent me email. Lid. A lid. Well, they didn't do a lid today. He did have the press conference. It was just like almost 2 hours late. But they did have the press conference about crime and so forth. Then, listeners have been asking, where did I find this speech by Attorney General Bill Barr? It is at the Federalist. I just had that. It's at the Federalist. That is the source that I had. What is it? Thefederalist.com, I think it is. Anyway, that is my source. It is a lengthy article, and the title is Barr: Public Schools Becoming Unconstitutional Progressive Madrasas. And most of you know what a madras is. That's a Muslim school of indoctrination and so forth. Anyway, the source was the Federalist. And it's a lengthy, I printed off 6 pages. I think it went on a little farther than that. But again, the source is the Federalist. The person who put the article together is Joy Pullman, P-U-L-L-M-A-N-N. So Joy Pullman, executive editor of The Federalist, and the article is Barr, Public Schools Becoming Unconstitutional Progressive Madrasas. All right, and we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Brett in Powell. Hey, Brett, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for having me. My question is, can a Christian who became, can someone who went forward to accept Jesus 30 years ago and then has fallen back into habits that are not godly, have they lost their salvation?
Well, that's a very controversial issue, a very controversial doctrine, but I have no problem giving you what I believe is biblical truth. And the answer is no. If a person has truly been born again, and that's the real question. Many people profess that don't possess. They made some kind of an emotional decision that they didn't understand or they didn't mean, and their salvation experience was not real. It was not genuine. But if a person truly repented of their sins, accepted Christ as Savior, they fulfilled the requirements given in several places, but in Romans chapter 10 particularly, then no, I don't believe that they can lose their salvation. Can they drift away? Yeah, they can. But a proof that you are still truly born again is the conviction of the Holy Spirit. If a person drifts away and they go on for years and years and years and there is no evidence of conviction in their life, There is no sorrow for their sin whatsoever. And this goes on for years and years. I would conclude they were never really born again. But we could get into all the verses, and there are verses on both sides that people use in the Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 4, and many other verses that are given that say that you can lose your salvation. For me, it comes down to this, Brett. If we are saved truly by grace and grace alone, then you had nothing to do with receiving salvation. You had nothing to do with your salvation. It was completely by God's grace. If you had nothing to do to gain it, how could you have anything to do with to lose it? If it's all by grace. And then you get into all the, you know, well, how many sins would it take for you to lose your salvation? Would it be five? Would it be six? Is it two really bad ones and two minor ones and you lost your salvation? And there is nothing in Scripture that indicates that. So the bottom line for me is no, I do not believe that a person who is truly born again can ever lose their salvation.
Okay. That really helps me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You know, so often the devil will try to convince you not to get saved, and then after you get saved, he tries to convince you that you're not saved. And the devil will tempt us to sin, and then when we sin, the devil who tempted us to do the sin comes along and says, look at you. Look what you did. He is sly, brother. He is sly. He really is.
I have remorse for it, and it just in my mind.
If you have remorse, that is evidence of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Your remorse is proof of the conviction of God's Holy Spirit. Another proof of our salvation is the chastisement of God. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. The Bible says, as a loving father chastens his children, so God chastens us. And that is another proof and evidence of our salvation.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, Brett. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Call anytime. All right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And good people who love God disagree on that. And I want to make that clear. I have dear, precious, wonderful, godly friends who believe that under certain circumstances, you could turn your back on God, become a past apostate, and lose your salvation. And, you know, I will debate them kindly and graciously, but I am not implying that they're not godly and they don't love God. It is controversial, but I personally am convinced that if a person is truly born again, and people say this to me often, well, Bob, my Uncle John was saved when he was 22 years old in the last 50 years of his life. There was never any evidence that he was ever a Christian. He was a scoundrel. He was a drunk. He was this. He was that. And my response is always that I would have to assume your Uncle John was never truly born again. If there was no evidence of conviction and no evidence of chastisement, then I think you can assume he was never saved. And again, many, many people profess who do not possess. So I'm glad Brett called. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll take the final break of the day. And we'll be back and wrap things up.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Some really cool correspondence today from one of our listeners telling me that he saved over $3,000 on an air conditioner for his home because he went to our website and checked on the discount shopping club. I love that. I mean, that is just so cool that one of our listeners could save that much money. And then occasionally, not very often, but occasionally I talk to you about the ministry that God has given my wife and I, or the books that we have written. And I continually say, I hope you'll get my book, Remember Whose You Are. That's how I end the program every single day. I've done that for way more than 20 years. At the end of the day, I don't think I have ever forgotten. I end the program every day. Wherever you go, whatever you do, remember whose you are. Well, I wrote a book several years ago titled Remember Whose You Are. My wife wrote a book much more recently called My Shadows of Death. Now, the title is My Shadows of Death, but it's a book about resurrection. And I continually say her book is better than mine, and it is. And so I was speaking at a church in Lancaster a couple of weeks ago and encouraged, hey, I got a few of her books, wanted, you know, ladies particularly, you need to get this book. Well, we got the sweetest email from one of those ladies at the church that bought the book. And she was talking about how she was reading it with tears in her eyes and what an incredible impact the book had on her life. It was so encouraging for me, and I know it was very encouraging to Joy. And I just want to mention her book. It would make a great gift for someone. But ladies, if you're looking for, and it's not hard reading, it's deep theologically. Pardon me. It's deep theologically, but incredibly practical and easy to read. And you can get it at our website, crosspower.net, or you can order it at Amazon. My Shadows of Death by Joy Forgan, F-O-R-G-A-N, that's her maiden name, Joy Forgan Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y. You will not be sorry that you got her book. I promise you, it's life-changing. It's amazing. And I'm just thrilled that one of our listeners got it, read it, and has been so powerfully impacted by it. So you can go to crosspower.net and order it there, or you can go to amazon.com and order it there. The liberal left constantly talks about equality, fairness, and so forth. Well, a former Olympian believes that the decision made by the International Olympic Committee and the New Zealand Olympic Committee is anything but fair. Olympian Tracy Lambrex is from New Zealand. And until recently, she held every single record in her weight class in New Zealand. She has competed internationally, has won some very, very prestigious weightlifting competitions for New Zealand. Well, in one weekend, every one of her records were broken by a man who identifies as a woman. Every one of her records that she had spent years making and setting these records. In one weekend, all of her records were wiped out by a man identifying as a woman. And this man will be competing against other women in the Olympics in Tokyo. Here's the story. Former New Zealand weightlifter and Olympian Tracy Lambrex speaks out after being knocked out of competitions in her weight category by transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard. Tracy Lambrecht's a recently retired New Zealand weightlifter, and the reason she retired is because of this man. Previously held multiple national weightlifting records until Hubbard began competing. She said in a recent interview that she received a call from her coach telling her that all of her records had been broken over a weekend. I was like, what do you mean? There's no one that's even close to me, she said, as she recalled the news of losing her top ranking. Laurel, that's the man pretending to be a woman, Laurel started weightlifting and she competed on the weekend, so as of now, you're number two, her coach said. Lambrecht has since retired from weightlifting, saying she was upset with the way she was treated as an athlete and had enough after her last competition. And the ultimate point that she's making is this is going to destroy women's sports. She said this, quote, I look at a lot of young athletes around us. There are 14, 15-year-old boys lifting what our adult females are lifting because of the physical, muscular advantage. She warned the entrance of transgender athletes into competitions will have a larger impact on women's sports. It's honestly going to knock a lot of women out of sport. Women are not going to want to participate in something where there isn't an opportunity for them to win. Yeah. This gross inequity, unfairness is being done in the name of equity and fairness. Such is the world of the liberal left. Sad, really is. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.